Call us 800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, and we're going to be talking about strategic relocation. And I'm going to let Joel tell you about the subject. He's been studying it for many years and certainly is one of the world's leading experts on it. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good morning. It's good to be with you, Dr. Stan.
I understand you've reissued your book on strategic relocation. What is this all about? Why would anybody want to relocate? And why don't you give us the whole background of your thought and what the book is about?
Okay. Well, as you know, we generally do an interview about World Affairs Brief as the editor of World Affairs Brief, but we're going to take a break really this week to talk about the second edition, which is has come out on strategic relocation. It was originally a book that I put out in 1999 in preparation of Y2K. There was a lot of demand for people to know where can I relocate if there are problems with the meltdown of Y2K. And so I wrote the book with that in mind, and partially because there really wasn't anything out there in the market. There was a lot of relocation information, but it was generally focused on the kind of plush retirement that everybody's looking for. You have a lot of charts and graphs about where the warmest resort countries, how many hospitals for your old age there were in the area, how many golf courses. Essentially, it was the pleasure type of retirement guide, and there was a paucity of information about where do you go if you really want to look for long-term security in your retirement, as well as during your actual working years. And so I put together this guide with that in mind. Now, it's important to start out, I think, at the onset, Dr. Stan, and realized that with today's problems, there really isn't any ultimate safe place. Ever since I put this book out, the most common problem I get from people who call up or email me is, well, I'm in such and such a location, tell me where the safest place is near me or where I can move to. And it's just not that easy. It takes an awful lot of analysis about one's personal situation to come up with an answer of where is the best safe place. I mean, even though there isn't any one safe place that everybody can move to, there are places that are obviously much more safe than other places. And so, first of all, I have to start out and set the basic parameters of safety, or more appropriately, why it is that most of our locations are unsafe. And the reason has to do with urbanization. Urbanization is something that the government is promoting, and to a certain extent, the free market promotes. In other words, as an expert in self-sufficiency, having consulted with many people and trying to get them to be self-sufficient or move to a self-sufficient location, they all come up with the realization that even though we have this image of the back-to-the-land person growing his own food and having his own generator or his solar system or having his own well and water supply, there's a tremendous downside to this, too. Relocation or self-sufficiency requires that you be out generally in rural areas where you can grow your own food and have most of your necessities provided for. The downside is, of course, that you don't have the interaction and the efficiencies of the marketplace when you're around an urbanization or an urban area. In other words, if we have to do everything ourselves, you really don't have time to make a living. You know, the pioneer people spent most of their time putting food on the table, cutting the wood for the winter, hauling their water, and even in a modern pioneer sense, if you've got generators, solar panels, batteries, all of that stuff takes upkeep and maintenance, and it's not inexpensive even to get it in the first place. You can see that it's really much more economical to tie into an electrical grid system, to buy appliances at Home Depot or some other place where you have you know, instead of making your own or welding up your own things, it's just tremendously more efficient to tap into the free market and let other people, specialists, provide you things. So the compromise comes in, and this is an interesting philosophical question, is, you know, how much self-sufficiency is enough? At what time do you have to be self-sufficient, like looking at the crises that are coming? And that's the real problem, is the fact that we really need to take advantage of the power of the free market, the power of working together to provide each other's needs while we can, while at the same time be prepared when those things might be cut off at some time, when you have to be self-sufficient. And if you get too urbanized, is my warning, if you get too urbanized so that you're totally dependent, so that you don't even have a sewer system, you don't even have a water supply system, you don't have any food, and you have no possibility of growing it on your own in a crisis, which is really where most people are in an urban situation. Everything is provided by government services. And even the food supply is dependent upon the roads being open, the freeways being open, and a massive network of communications that runs the system of providing food and products to the marketplace, to the local store, the Walmart down the road. It's very, very easy to disrupt that. And my concern is, do you then have the possibility to revert to self-sufficiency or semi-self-sufficiency? And in the answer of about 90% of Americans, the answer is no. There's no possibility of reverting to any self-sufficiency. So there needs to be kind of a compromise about, you know, being able to provide some self-sufficiency in the case of a crisis without having to leave the urban areas, or at least the suburban areas, which are a little safer than the deep urban areas, so that you can provide for a living. That brings up, of course, another question, is how do you make a living in a rural environment which provides for the optimum self-sufficiency? The answer is very difficult. That which makes the most safe places in the United States safe is the fact that they're rural and away from many of these urban threats. And it's very difficult to make a living. There are very few jobs, especially for technically oriented people. And your rural jobs are very low paying. So there's a question of how do you pay for all the self-sufficiency equipment that you need to be self-sufficiency at a fairly modern lifestyle. So I've taken up, I think, this discussion to some...
Well, you hang on there, Joel. Okay. We'll be back in just a moment here when we get back from this break.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Do you cringe every time you turn the key and know your paycheck is going up in fumes? Would you like to increase your miles per gallon, get a noticeable increase in power and performance, and reduce emissions drastically for your vehicle at the same time by using an EPA-registered method? Listen to emissions specialist 40-plus years experience in the fuel industry every Thursday at 4 and Sunday at noon. The Fuel Crisis Solution. You want solutions, you want fuel solutions. Can't wait for the show, but want more information now? Call 1-866-577-9760. That's 1-866-577-9760. From the KHNC Bulletin Board, if you're looking for a nice place to rent in Cheyenne, Wyoming, check out this brick home with beautiful wood floors, 5 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms, large family room and big laundry room and basement, nice big backyard with a privacy fence and an RV boat pad, near elementary, junior high, and high schools in a nice neighborhood. Small pets allowed, $1,200 a month plus utilities. Contact Wanda at 307-256-8275.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, talking about his book, which has recently been reissued, Strategic Relocation. Before we go on, Joel, why would people want to relocate? Why would they want to be concerned about safety? Are you anticipating that there may very well be some disruption of this utopian society, this ideal society that we live in here?
Well, that's a very good question, Dr. Stan. This whole second part of the book, section 2, is on threat analysis because, you know, most people live in what we call a fat, dumb, and happy world. Even those people in, for example, Southern California who live through a periodic major earthquake, it's amazing how they rebuild immediately after. And, you know, some people are wise enough to relocate around threats like that that can be very, very serious. But look at people streaming back into New Orleans to rebuild that swampy lowland that is, completely and constantly at threat for hurricanes. So there is something about threats that we need to analyze. I talk in the book essentially about natural disasters, which generally are localized disasters. They can be regional when we're talking about hurricanes or large-scale earthquakes. But the major event that I'm really worried about in the future, and this has to do with my analysis in the World Affairs Brief, in my long-term perspective, is it appears to me that the largest threat to not only our liberty, but our ability to live safely where we are in this country, which was established for liberty, is the globalist threat. And that is the threat of those extremely powerful people within government and financial areas to create by force or by deception a new world order wherein we don't have national sovereignty. We yield all of our sovereignty to a large global government where we will not, frankly, have the kinds of liberties that we have presently under the Constitution, or at least what's remaining of our liberties under the Constitution. It's furthermore my analysis that the current onslaught to project democracy throughout the Middle East and among the Arab world by force of arms, is really kind of a false, not a false flag operation, but a something that is made to provoke a larger conflict. In other words, globalists realize that people in the United States, as well as other countries, are very reluctant to give up their national sovereignty. They don't mind doing a little integration with the world in terms of trade, and in fact, globalists are socialists, but they promote the mantra of free trade, not because they really want free trade. They want the fascist model of controlled free trade, so they can milk the free market to finance socialism, and socialism provides the means to buy votes from the benefit of corrupted majorities. Now, they use the free trade to advance this globalist agenda. But ultimately, they know that when you start hauling people in Wyoming to the court in The Hague, Belgium, to get adjudicated on whether or not there's an international wetlands violation on their property, they're going to have an uproar. People just don't want to have to hire lawyers to defend themselves on an international basis. It's just not efficient. And it causes, not to mention the other horrible things that might happen if you have a globalist government. And so they generally engineer crises, terrorist attacks, or the appearance of those attacks, wars on a regional basis. And what I believe is coming is a great retaliatory war from Russia and China, who essentially sponsor the other unstable governments of the world a retaliatory attack against the United States after we have sufficiently antagonized the world to merit such an attack. And the globalists themselves, in my opinion, want to induce Russia and China to make that attack on the United States military. So they'll have an excuse when they come out of their bunkers after they survived this attack to say, well, we didn't realize this was coming. They'll feign ignorance or incompetence just like they did on 9/11. But our military will be down under the scenario I predict with a nuclear preemptive strike from Russia and China somewhere in the next decade. And our government will essentially say we have no choice but to join in a new world order and yield national sovereignty in order to save ourselves, in order to win this great patriotic World War III, which is coming. The world war of terrorism, which the government is touting, is really a phony war on terrorism. It's a series of provocations to give us the appearance that we have a legitimate terrorist threat. In fact, it's a terrorist threat that's growing because of government provocation in Iraq. But believe me, if we have real terrorism, Dr. Stan, with our wide open borders, we'd have daily attacks of terrorists crossing those borders and blowing up certain pieces of American infrastructure and car bombs and malls. The fact that we don't have any of those simple-to-do terrorist attacks indicates that the big high-profile ones are ones that are engineered by government for the purpose of railroading American people into believing that they have to yield sovereignty. Now, I realize that's a controversial opinion, but that is my opinion in world affairs, in my world affairs brief.
Well, let me just comment. This is the lead article in Foreign Affairs for this month, September and October. And for those of our listeners who don't know, Foreign Affairs is published by the Council on Foreign Relations, but the lead article could have been written by Joel Skousen, because the lead article says this whole thing about Al-Qaeda is pretty much of a scam. It is the most incredible thing as I read it. And I said, Joel, are you sure this wasn't written by Joel Skousen? But this is for the elite. This is what the elite are allowed to know, not the common folks out there in the listening audience.
Well, that's right. So what I'm projecting and what I'm warning people is that when you live inside a major urban area and there is a nuclear preemptive strike on America, it doesn't matter really if you have, if your city is a direct target of that attack. In fact, it's my opinion that the Russians, in taking down the United States with the excuse that this is the bully who is, rampaging around the world, intervening, and somebody has to stop this bully, that they're not going to want to antagonize the world or view them as a bunch of city killers. They're essentially going to go after military targets, which will involve about a dozen cities at least in the United States. But essentially they want to decapitate the U.S. military so as to be able to say to Europe and other industrial centers, you know, if you want the same thing to happen to you, then just try to fight. But they'll induce the world essentially to give in and make peace with Russia and China and live under their version of the New World Order. It's kind of like the Anglo-American conspiracy to control the world through a New World Order and a competing communist conspiracy. And believe me, Dr. Stan, communism is not dead. Communism simply went underground in Russia in order to prepare for this attack, to feign weakness before it comes. And I've documented throughout my website on worldaffairsbrief.com and in this book, Strategic Relocation, the evidence that Russia has tremendous nuclear, biological, and chemical stockpiles that they have not disarmed, that they are cheating, and worst of all, that the government knows about it and is still claiming that they're our allies in the war on terror, which is just a fraud. And the reason, the only reason the government would be protecting the future lethal nature of Russia and China is that they want this World War III scenario as well because of what it does to advance the cause of globalism and undermine national security. So, you know, we've talked about that in our previous interviews, and strategic relocation really is the Bible on how to design a strategy whereby you can relocate for security. Now, the major question that I get to people is, well, besides, you know, where's a good safe place, which really has to be customized to each person's situation. A lot of people can't move far away from family. A lot of people can't tolerate colder climates, which are oftentimes the safer places. A lot of people are tied, or most people are tied, to a location because of a job. So a good portion of the book on strategic relocation is designed to cover contingency planning, how to stay within a metropolitan, major metropolitan area where your job or your family might be, how to relocate within that area to the safer zones, and then how to design a plan to get out of Dodge when things get bad so that you have a secondary retreat site, somewhere that can act as a vacation place for you, someplace that can be pre-prepared and stockpiled, with a plan to be able to get there so that you can have some sort of security. Then you get the best of both worlds. You get to stay within modern society where we need to essentially earn a living, we need to influence society and to help out in this battle to maintain our freedom as long as we can, and yet we're prepared to be able to go back to a rural self-sufficient environment if we need to in a crisis. Does that seem reasonable?
It certainly does.
So there's a great deal that a person, can do, and I've divided the countries into regions in analyzing this. And before I get into that, might I say, strategic relocation is available at various sources around the Internet, including Amazon. But it's interesting. Amazon put out the mistaken information a few months ago that it was out of print, or actually over a year ago that it was out of print. Never has been out of print. But they put on a used market, and these strategic relocation books have been going for anywhere between $75 and $150 a copy used because Amazon was saying that it wasn't in print. But it's always been available at $35 from my publisher, Swift, which is available at 1-800-292-2831. That's 800-292-2831. So if you're out scavenging the Internet, don't get hooked in by these high used book prices as if it's some commodity that isn't available. The brand new edition that's been updated to 2006 is available from Swift at the normal retail price. And people can also get a package deal with a significant discount if they order my other book, The Strategic or The Secure Home, which is a 700-page manual on how to remodel and or design a new home with high security features in it, with a total preparedness package, including it covers self-sufficiency, generating systems, solar systems, batteries, food storage systems, alternate water systems, alternate heating systems. So those two books are also available from Swift Publishing as well. Now, so I do go through the regions of the United States just in case people can't go far afield of the region. And generally, if I can talk about the criteria for safety, when we realize that large urban areas are the problem, they're also the problem in a crisis, because whether it's an earthquake, whether it's a terrorist event, and by the way, the biggest danger in a terrorist event is the government overreaction to a terrorist event, shutting down the whole freeway system, causing panic by not giving any place for people to escape from, bottling people up without any food or water coming into an area.
Sort of like they did in New Orleans, you know.
Exactly.
And you got FEMA there keeping people out and keeping the supplies out, always using, oh, well, we're here to protect people. They might get shot if they brought in the supplies to feed the starving people.
And now we know from Katrina, the big lesson that we learned is don't go into a government shelter. If you go into a government shelter, the chances are you're going to be surrounded by law enforcement and not allowed to leave until they say you can leave and be reshuttled and put around the nation to relocation places where they determine. Now, there are many other worse scenarios that FEMA has around, and that includes taking possession of private homes in the area and relocating people by force to your home. A lot of people don't know about those secret plans. But a lot of nasty things that can be done, and that's why it's important in relocation that you're not too close in your alternate relocation places to the big urban areas, because that outflow will eventually, it may take a week, it may take 2 weeks, but eventually those people get out of those disaster areas and they end up using the nature of force, or government uses force to either confiscate supplies, confiscate homes. And so it's important to be out of the way, far away from danger areas.
Yeah, we'll be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
All veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, what benefits help a vet buy a home?
The Veterans Administration has a no-down payment home loan programs for veterans, reservists, and enlisted personnel.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Larry Adams here, inviting you to listen in this Sunday afternoon at 2. I will be interviewing my newest sponsor, Jamie LaRue, with Windsor National Mortgage. He is my friend and expert in the mortgage industry, providing commercial, residential, and specialized in helping veterans to use and secure a VA loan. Jamie has helped me personally save money. Veterans, get your questions ready this Sunday afternoon at 2 and every second Sunday of the month for Jamie LaRue and Larry Adams, too.
Here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning is Joel Skousen. I was talking about his book, Strategic Relocation, and really, of course, the things that we need to begin thinking about now, because I really believe, as I know Joel does, that some terrible times lie ahead, and whether it will be a biological attack or a chemical attack or a nuclear attack or a financial collapse of our system, I mean, there are so many things that can happen to America, and I really, from a personal point of view, believe that God is going to bring his judgment on this nation because of the things we have accepted from a moral point of view, and as Thomas Jefferson said so well, you know, God is, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. So, pick the story up, Joel.
Okay. We were talking about, the new second edition of Strategic Relocation, which has come out, and I was talking about the various areas of the country that you look to find regional security. For example, the east of the United States has the greatest problem in terms of urban density, and those people who live in the east are greatest at risk for having to relocate. The common urban density throughout all of the states in the eastern seaboard of the United States is over 600 people per square mile. whereas the average density per square mile of western states is around 35 to 40 people per square mile. So you can see just from those numbers that if you take those urban areas and start to empty them in the east, whether it's through any kind of crisis of even a major disruption of the truck and rail system, which feeds food and supplies to those people, would cause people to have to leave those urban areas very rapidly. And when they start to spread out, many of the rural areas within those states, even though there's some very nice rural areas, can get overwhelmed with the number of people fleeing the cities. So one has to be, if one is from the east, you have to be very, very careful. And I have maps that talk about the safe areas that are relatively away from any of the freeways, the major roads leading out, where you can find retreat sites. It's very interesting to analyze what happens in Katrina and other. Katrina was a very good study in what happens to people in a crisis that are leaving. Even though it wasn't severe panic, it was kind of a panic leaving, and it was manipulated by the government just as any great disaster is going to be. And people foolishly took to the freeways, and those freeways became parking lots. People ran out of gas, cars broke down, and nobody could move because of a few cars blocking the way, and they had to get special equipment in there that took sometimes 6 and 7 hours. The state and local government sometimes had to have trucks get into the area, even many of those fuel trucks, to be able to get people some gas so that they wouldn't continue to block the road. But there's a lot of strategy that I cover in the book on how to specifically find locations outside of the urban areas. One of the most important sections of the book is the appendix, where I cover all 50 states and every single county in all of those 50 states, giving certain demographic information about each county, so that, because I can find, in terms of a medium security, I can find safe locations in almost every state of the union, but not for long term. In long term, you have to look at these major threats that may, in fact, destabilize whole sections of the country and make them just essentially a hellacious place to live in. So, in terms of longest term security, my favorite areas are the Intermountain West, which is that pocket in the central western United States, centered around the state of Utah, western Colorado, Wyoming, Idaho, and parts of Nevada and northern Arizona. It's kind of a ring around the four corners, not four corners, but the three corners areas of Wyoming, Utah, and Colorado. If you took the junction of that state and drew a circle around 500 or 800 miles, you have an area that has beautiful mountainous valleys that are capable of self-sufficiency. And what's the greatest thing about this area is that the whole Intermountain high altitude basin is surrounded by a wasteland of anywhere from 300 to 500 miles before you get to the high density populations of California, where you live, Dr. Stan.
Right.
And Denver, which is another unsafe area. You have this trackless waste of, not waste, but of Rocky Mountain areas, and it just provides an oasis that in a crisis people can't get to these safe areas on foot very easy, and certainly gas and fuel supplies won't run out. So that's what makes the Intermountain West such a high security area. Now the Midwest is probably the next best area, because you have large distances from the east, you have large distances between major cities as well, and better yet, you have cheaper land. The big problem in the Intermountain West is that land is quite high priced, because these states that came into the Union in the late 1800s did not come in on the same basis as earlier states, which were allowed to keep all their land. The federal government started saying, well, you can be a state, but 60 or 70% of your land still belongs to us and the federal government, and they still hold that land. So the amount of land that's available for development in these best areas that I rate are you know, in short supply, and land prices are high. So in the east, for example, the major area that I recommend for the safe zone is the area essentially in Kentucky and Tennessee, those areas have a tremendous amount of rural areas. I'm not talking about, you know, the Nashville area or the Knoxville area, which has some real danger zones around it. But there's some wonderful farmland in those areas. And you have the Appalachian Mountains essentially separating this land from the high-density populations on the eastern seaboard. And so you have good medium-term security in a long-term crisis, in especially southern Tennessee is one of my favorite areas. Some lush lands that don't require irrigation. You have a lot of Amish that have moved in the area, very self-sufficient people that know how to be self-sufficient. There's lots of other good areas down in the Ozark areas of Arkansas, Oklahoma, and southern Missouri. One of the things I discuss as well is the threat of state governments. Some state governments have kind of an unknown secret pact with the federal government to act as a surrogate for them in certain ways. And these become very dangerous states to relocate to, or at least to certain portions. Arkansas, for example, became corrupted during the Clinton years when he was governor, and he essentially put together the whole state in a combination to help bring in these drugs through the rural airport of Mena, Arkansas, and used the state bond fund to launder funds. And when you corrupt a state like this and you have a protection racket for all your cronies running drugs within the state on behalf of the CIA, you end up having a residual corruption that Arkansas has never recovered from. So you have to be careful moving into states, even though they have excellent relocation position, when you have a corrupt government. The state of Colorado, for example, centered around Denver, is a very corrupt portion, what I call the dark side of government, dark side of various federal agencies that do illegal acts, are centered around Denver. It's kind of a regional headquarters which monitors all of the acts in the western part of the United States.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Bill Skousen, talking about his book, Strategic Relocation. Ladies and gentlemen, start thinking about it. We are in very serious trouble as a nation.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Joel, would you like to give out your telephone number one more time before we let you go?
Yes. Strategic Relocation, the second edition, which is just hot off the press, is available from Swift Publishing. at 1-800-292-2831. That's 800-292-2831. And if people want to go to my website to see more about strategic relocation or my other books, The Secure Home, they can go to worldaffairsbrief.com. That's one word, worldaffairsbrief.com, and look on the left-hand column, and there'll be logos for strategic relocation that they can click on.
Very good.
So, yes. So how much time do we have, Dr. Stan?
We've got about 5 minutes before we have to let you go.
Okay. Well, one of the questions that I get from people is, what about overseas locations? If the United States is going to be the subject of a nuclear preemptive strike by Russia and China someday, and I'm predicting that coming probably in the middle of the next decade, I wouldn't wait that long to be prepared, but I think realistically China won't be ready to join with Russia in that attack until about the middle of the next decade. But it appears to people that, gee, moving to Australia or New Zealand or Canada or Mexico or Costa Rica would be a good move. And I have some problems. I have lived overseas in many different countries for various times, and I speak multiple languages, and still I feel nervous when I'm there that there's a problem. Most countries have a core of people who have a hardcore leftist mentality, especially Latin America, which is close to us. There are many countries, and I just got back from Argentina, as you know, and people are very friendly to Americans there, but the elite there and people who are involved in government and the university level have a great deal of hostility to Americans, but particularly to the United States government. Most of this is because of this growing hatred of America that is being spawned by George Bush's intervention around the world in the name of democracy. You know, as I've said before, it's not because of democracy. That's merely the front. There is an agenda about controlling oil. There is an agenda about provoking a larger, wider series of wars in the world, which Iran will soon be a part of. And these are very dangerous people in our government because they give the impression that they're conservative and Christian. But in fact, they're globalists and atheists who are have a very evil agenda. But eventually, I believe that many of these countries, which right now are quite hospitable to Americans, will turn against them. And you don't fit in, and if you don't fit in, and if you can't blend with people, it's very possible they're going to be, Americans will be rounded up, according to the dictates of this New World Order that starts to knit itself together in the middle of a war when many emergency procedures can be established and you have no place to run to, and no place to get back home to. As bad as it may be in the United States, there is no other country that I believe where God ordained that the remnant or the good people will still have a chance to survive and band together for their mutual protection. Now, I can't say that there'll be any specific location where the Lord will do that. I think people have to listen to the Spirit of the Lord as it whispers to their mind and their hearts in a crisis about where to be led and guided. And I think that's why it's important for people to keep their own personal relationship with God close, that they can be worthy of that kind of inspiration. But nevertheless, there's no other country that has the large body of people who are aware of the Constitution, aware of the principles of liberty, that are capable of banding together and resisting a new world order, if not only, I'm not talking necessarily about armed resistance, I'm talking about resisting in the sense of not going along and banding together to be self-sufficient without having to take the various oaths of allegiance that will certainly be required for that New World Order someday. Now, Canada is a possibility, but the government of Canada and New Zealand and Australia are yes men to the New World Order. And if the New World Order tells them to round up American expatriates, they'll do so. So in any case, there's no place to hide in this world except, I think, to find the place that will have the most number of like-minded people that we can join with to network together, because no man is an island. Every one of us have to depend on God and other people to help us through these crises of the futures. And knowing people around the country that you can rely on, allowing you to be able to relocate at will, even under adverse circumstances, can be a great resort can be a great backup to these difficult times that will surely come.
Well, I agree with you, and I think that people should start thinking now about what lies ahead, because we're living in very difficult times, and the average individual has no idea of the not only the economic, the political, but the spiritual forces that seem to be moving towards a climax in the history of civilization at the present time.
That's right, and so it's very important to realize, although we cannot rely on the arm of flesh, we need to seek for inspiration on who we can partially rely on, because oftentimes the Lord uses good people to help us out in a crisis, and we have to, it's good to know in advance. I don't recommend that people join large-scale survival communities. Those things have a tendency to break up and fall apart. There's a lot of infighting. Self-sufficiency and survival-oriented people are very independent, and even religious groups that get together very rarely stay together because of the internal factional conflict. But it's sufficient to create an informal network of like-minded people that you know you can depend on, and then wait until you can see things more clearly in the crisis to decide who to seek to join with, because there is a problem with government infiltrating large groups of people who have preparedness mining and trying to get them to do illegal acts in order to get them arrested someday. It's sad to say that we have to talk about that kind of a negative mentality about our government, but every one of these phony terrorist arrest systems we find, we have agent provocateurs inside inducing them to buy illegal weapons, to buy explosives, teaching them how to do liquid bombs to take on airplanes, and then arresting them, claiming that this is a great coup on against terrorism. This is a great fraud and a deception that we have to be very careful not to get sucked into.
Well, we're out of time, Joel. Thanks very much. The book, Strategic Relocation, and we'll be talking to you later.
My pleasure, Dr. Stinnett.
All right. God bless.
Goodbye.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here, and encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly, you know, as I noted in the past, you see the stock market going up today. Why is it going up? I mean, there's no real reason. If you look at Ford, Ford Motor Company, one of the largest corporations in America, is buying out, offered to buy out all of its employees, $140,000 each. Just leave, you'll get $140,000 quit your job, leave your health care insurance, because Ford's moving out of the country, as is General Motors, as so many of our other major corporations. Why should our stock market be booming? Why? Because we got an election coming up. Why do you think the price of oil is falling? Why? Very simply, everything is manipulated, so you will be fat, dumb, and happy going into the November elections, and after that, hang on to your hat. But these things are manipulated. Got something this weekend from one of the key players in this, talking about a meeting together with a couple of key Republicans and the leader of the Democrat National Party within the last couple of weeks. And the Democrat was crowing because they were going to, take back the House and the Senate, and the Republicans, one of the Republican leaders said, oh, you don't understand. When the price of gas gets down a little over $2 a gallon by November, why, you're not going to see the Democrats take over. And it's all manipulation. Understand, everything is manipulated by very powerful people working behind the scenes. Well, certainly, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. We're carrying a new book, Hostage to the Devil. Gets into the satanic element and people who are demonically possessed. History of 5 exorcisms, which were documented by the Catholic Church. The author, Malachi Martin. You can get his book, Hostage to the Devil. And I will tell you, this is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read. By itself, or you can get that along with my interviews with Malachi Martin, 4 of them, with the Malachi Martin special. So you get the book, Hostage to the Devil, which will bring you into a realization there are spiritual forces, not imaginary, but very real within our society today. So that's the Malachi Martin special, or simply the book. Let me remind you about our annual Radio Liberty seminar. It's going to be on the 29th of October, and if you can make it, it'll be well worthwhile. Constance Cumberty is going to be there, and she's written extensively on the New Age and the occult. Chris Pinto, who produced the video, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and if you haven't seen that, you need to get it. There were, my understanding, 1,000 documentaries submitted to the New York Film Festival, and this was number one. Anyway, Chris Pinto, who produced that, is going to be there. We hope you can be there as well. You have to have it. Reservations, because we're going to be serving lunch. We need to know how many people are going to be there, and we have a special rate on hotel rooms until the end of this month. But after the 28th to 29th of September, why, that's gone. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to, of course, get some of the videos we have. They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. The Da Vinci Con by the same person who put out They Sold Their Souls. Certainly the new video we're carrying, or DVD, I should say, The Rape of the Soul by Michael Da Vinci. Full-length motion picture played in 12 markets, sometimes up to 9 weeks, unheard of. Not a word in the media, because they don't want you to know about this, about the pornographic art in religious, various religious pictures. There really is an attack on our morality, an attack on America today, spiritual attack. So please remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening.